second initiation is essential for the worship of the deity, which is conducted under the most scrutinizing of regulations. Today, from the land of South India, Kartik Chandra Prabhu and Mother Chintamani have come, and to facilitate their services to the deities of Nivrindavan, they are taking their second initiation today. As we were saying, from the land of South India, Kartik Chandra Prabhu and his good wife, Mother Chintamani, have come to Nivrindavan and to facilitate their services to the deities here. They are taking second initiation on this most auspicious day when the most magnanimous, Lord Gauranga, is even more magnanimous on his appearance, a day surcharged with spiritual potencies, and is also the Gaudiya Vaishnava New Year's Day, which is an appropriate time to take vows, to establish intention, resolutions. The worship of the deity is archana, a process described in the Pancharatrika Vidhi, coming from Narada Pancharatra, which delegates the process of temple worship. And Srila Prabhupada explained numerous times that this Pancharatrika Vidhi has a parallel in our sadhana called Bhagavad Vidhi, the way of the Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Bhadasevanam Archanam Bhadanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. In this Bhagavad Vidhi, following the way of the Srimad Bhagavatam, culminates in Raganuga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service, which is really the only platform for the worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in Braj Bhakti. By following the Pancharatrika Vidhi, Vidhi means the Vidhi, the rules and regulations established in scripture for the worship of the deity, one attains Vaikuntha. Because in Vaidhi Bhakti, we are worshipping Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar. And yet, in this particular day of Brahma, in the 28th Divi Yug, the 7th Manvantara, the Yuga Avatar is the Avatari, Lord Sri Krishna, Vrijendra Nandana from Goloka Vrindavan, and Srimati Radharani combined. So in our worship of Lord Gauranga, in Dasya Ras, that's the highest mellow in which Lord Gauranga can be worshipped as Mahaprabhu, as an avatar, by which we achieve Vaikuntha, where the mercy of Lord Gauranga is not accessible. And therefore, from the land of South India, where the four founder acharyas, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami III, Nabarkacharya, and Madhva, rose after a long dark period, rose like morning stars in the southern firmament, to reestablish the principles of pure bhakti that had pretty much been lost in the course of time. The uniqueness of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya is that Lord Gauranga has totally unveiled the absolute truth in its purest form, which others only partially did before him, including the four founder acharyas, who taught pure bhakti. Their teachings are not totally consistent with one another, though compatible, nor were they identical with the teachings of Lord Gauranga to follow. But they established the four cornerstones of the Vaishnava tradition and taught reverential worship of Vishnu. And even if we're worshiping Radha Krishna in Vaidhi Bhakti, we're actually worshiping the Lakshmi Narayana within Radha and Krishna. And that worship, taught by the four founder acharyas, takes us to a destination in Vaikuntha, where the residents forever worship Lord Narayana in awe and veneration in Dasya Ras. The uniqueness of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, coming down from the six Goswamis, is that our Vaidhi Bhakti has the seed of Raganuga in his heart. Raganuga means, Raga means pure love. Anuga means following in the footsteps. How does our Vaidhi become Raganuga? Because in worshipping Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu, the Yuga Avatar, in Vaidhi Bhakti, we are simultaneously worshipping Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, who combined in that form of Lord Gauranga. And in serving Lord Gauranga as Krishna, we are simultaneously following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani, which means Raganuga, following in the footsteps of those who have that rag, that pure love, who are all following in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani. This principle is beautifully displayed in Lord Gauranga's South Indian tour, because he arranged for his devotees to take birth throughout Bharatvarsha. Many in Navadvip, many to later go to Vrindavan, and some in South India, like Tirumalabhatta and his brother Venkantabhatta, and Prabodhananda Saraswati, the three brothers, and Venkat's son, Gopal, later to be known as Gopal Bhakta Goswami, on the left side of the six Goswamis. Lord Chaitanya was very much attracted to the pure devotion of these brothers. And Prabodhananda Saraswati was a great acharya in the Ramanuj Sampradaya. Lord Chaitanya was attracted to spend Chaturmasya in their home. And by association, they developed a very friendly relationship with Lord Gauranga, even to the extent of joking, in a reverential way, of course. And when they became quite confidential, Lord Chaitanya, in a joking way, lighthearted way, he tested Venkatabhata, that your goddess, Lakshmi Devi, the most pure and chaste of all ladies, who resides eternally on the chest of the Lord, she She worships, Lakshmi worships Lord Narayan, as do you. My Lord is a gopa who's absorbed in tending cows. Why does your Lakshmi Devi desire to associate with my Lord, for which she would abandon the happiness and opulence of Vaikuntha and perform unlimited austerities for a long, long time? And Katpati was very wise. He said, your Krishna and my Narayan are the same Lord. And it's natural for Lakshmi Devi to be attracted to Krishna's Leela due to its sportive, adventurous, creative nature. Her chastity is not compromised. It's natural that she had a special attraction to Krishna. Why are you joking with me like this? And Lord Chaitanya said, because I want to know, seriously, why Lakshmi Devi, after abandoning the opulence of Vaikuntha, performing severe tapasya, for a long, long time still could not enter into the sweet and holy groves of Vrindavan. Although the Shruti Gana, the personified Vedas, were able to. Can you explain this? And then Katapata admitted that I'm an ordinary jiva. I have limited intelligence. And I cannot fathom the depths of the truths that you are discussing with me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please enlighten me. And Lord Chaitanya explained that Lakshmi Devi could not associate with Krishna. She could not enter Vrindavan because she did not follow in the footsteps of the gopis, whereas the personified Vedas did. And thus the Shrutigana were born in Braj as the daughters of cowherd men to be influenced by their elder gopi friends and family members to worship Krishna in Madhurya. Hearing this, Venkatbhatta in Sri Rangam prayed, my worship of Lakshmi Narayan is now perfected in attaining the shelter of your lotus feet. And now, by your grace, I understand the superiority of Braj Bhakti. Bhagavad Vidhi, worship, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, describes the process of serving and pleasing Lord Gauranga. In the 11th canto, Karabhajana Muni, responding to King Nimi's questions about the various avatars for the different ages, what are the colors, forms, message? And he explained, Krishna Varam Tusa, Krishnam Sangopangasa Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Samedasa. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons, not ordinary intelligence. Ordinary intelligence resides in the mind, or it's part of the mind. This is Sumedasa, pure, refined, subtle wisdom, which resides in the heart and is placed there by the Lord Himself. Those who have that kind of wisdom, they worship the avatar for the age, who is Krishna Varnam, means he's always chanting Krishna Krishna while he is Tvasa Krishnam. He's not dark. He is Krishna. He's always chanting Krishna's names, but his complexion is Akrishnam, which means Gora, the luster of Srimati Radharani's love. Intelligence tends to make its recipient proud, whereas wisdom must render its host humble. Trinadapi sunichena tadorapi sahishnana amanida manadena kirtaniya sarai. And what is his gift? That was explained very beautifully when Lord Chaitanya was residing in Jagannath Puri, and the Bengalis came every year to spend Rath Yatra time with him. And King Prataparudra of Orissa won over to be Lord Chaitanya's ardent follower. King Prataparudra, who was formerly Indrajumna Maharaj of Avantipur in the Satya Yuga, where he began his long series of dramas in relation to the appearance of Lord Jagannath, who was formerly Nilamadava. A very rare deity existing in the Satya Yuga. So anyway, since the Satya Yuga, King Prataparudra in his various appearances in this world, starting with King Indrajumna, had been hearing kirtans in worship of the Lord, and his only desire was to achieve darshan of the Lord. And when he heard the kirtan of the Bengalis approaching, as he stood on the roof of the palace with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is Brihaspati, the guru of the celestials. And Maharaj Prataparudra was so astonished to see the golden effulgence, the grace in which they were dancing, the Bengalis, the sweetness of their loving relationships, the ecstasy of their kirtan. And King Prataparudra asked his guru, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what kind of kirtan is this? He had been hearing kirtan for yugas, since the Satya Yuga, but he said, I've never heard a kirtan like this. What is its unique character? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explained that this is Prema Sankirtan, a special creation and gift of Lord Gauranga. It's the way the Brijabasis worship Krishna, which is integrated with the Yuga Dharma. And then Rath Yatra came about, because that's the external reason for the Bengalis coming to Puri, the internal being to have Lord Gauranga's darshan. Jagannath Puri, Rath Yatra, means Jagannath leaves his temple, Nilachala, which is Dwarka. And using Rath Yatra as an excuse, he's impelled every year to go to Gundicha, which is Sundarachala. It's a replica of Vrindavan right there in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath goes to Gundicha for Rath Yatra. And then shortly thereafter, there's a famous festival in Puri, Harapanchami. That's when Lakshmi Devi, who Lord Jagannath left behind, he had to, in Nilachala, which is Dwarka, when he goes to Sundarachala, which is Vrindavan. And typical of Krishna's truthfulness, he told Lakshmi he would be back the next day. When several days passed, she became quite angry, and she emerged from the temple, riding on a golden chariot, carried by her servants, preceded and followed by bands playing, singers performing, dancers, maidservants, holding chamras and parasols decorated with the same opulence as Lakshmi Devi herself. So Kashyamishwa, the superintendent of the temple, offered special seats to Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, Surab Damodar, and Srivas Thakur, and the other associates to watch this festival. And when Lakshmi Devi emerges with her maidservants, very angry with sticks in her hands, they start beating Lord Jagannath's chariot. They arrest his servants, bind them with ropes, bring them before Lakshmi, throw them down at her lotus feet, and release them only when they promise to bring Lord Jagannath back to her the very next day, which is what he promised in the first place. So Lord Chaitanya was surprised to see why Lakshmi was so angry. And Srup Damodar explained that, "I have never seen such a display of egotistic pride as this. I've seen something similar with Satyabhama in Dwarka and even the gopis of Vrindavan, but this is unique." Lord Chaitanya asked Srup Damodar, "Please reveal the glories of Vrindavan." And as he was singing, the glories of Vrindavan, Srivas Thakur, approached him, glorifying the opulence of Lakshmi Devi, who in comparison, he's challenging Srup Damodar, in comparison to your goddess of Vrindavan, where the opulence consists only of some minerals from the hills, some twigs, gunja berries, flowers. Why would your master Krishna forfeit the opulence of Vaikuntha and Lakshmi Devi herself in preference to going to Vrindavan to see a few leaves, twigs, peacock feathers in the flower garden of Srimati Radharani? He left Vaikuntha and Lakshmi Devi to go to Srimati Radharani's flower garden. What attracted him there? Remember, this is Srivas Thakur challenging in a loving way, an innocent, playful way, Srup Damodar. Your gopis are engaged in milking cows and churning butter, while my mistress, the goddess of fortune, rules all Vaikuntha from a throne made of jewels and gems. And Lord Chaitanya was smiling. He understood what was going on. He told me, "Your mood is exactly like Narada Muni. The Supreme Personality of Godhead's Aishwarya, his opulence, has had an effect upon you. You've come under the influence of Vaikuntha. And why are you challenging Srup Damodar? He's a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He doesn't even know what opulence is because he is simply absorbed in pure devotional service." And then Srup Damodar, for the Lord's pleasure, he actually defeated Srivas Pandit, which is what he wanted. "My dear Srivas, please listen. You have forgotten what the essence of all opulence is, as found only in the natural opulence of Vrindavan, which is like an ocean to which all of Vaikuntha cannot compare to one drop. Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete in all opulences, but the perfect manifestation of his real opulence is found only in Vrindavan, where Krishna resides with his dear companion, a bamboo flute, more dear to his heart than Lakshmi Devi. In Vrindavan, all the trees are kalpavrikshas, wish-fulfilling trees. Cows are kamadhenus, which will provide whatever you want. The sand, the dust, is Chintamani, which fulfills all desires, even those you don't even know that you have. But what is the real opulence delivered by the kamadhenus, kalpavrikshas, and Chintamani dham? The opulence is love for Krishna and love for Vrindavan. And Krishna is attracted by love, not opulence. He's attracted by spontaneous devotion more than reverential worship. And therefore, he's not only attracted to Vrindavan, he can't even so much as step 1 foot sprint outside of Vrindavan. So as Swarup Damodar began and continued singing the songs of Vrindavan, Srivas Pandit, who had been defeated by him, was so ecstatic he began to dance. And then Lord Chaitanya began to dance, and Swarup Damodar. And all the devotees were dancing and dancing and dancing. And as the devotees became more and more exhausted, Lord Chaitanya continued dancing until his golden form transmuted into the figure of Srimati Radharani herself. In seeing Lord Gauranga in that form and feature and mood, even Lord Nityananda could not go close to him. He simply offered his obeisances from a distance. And only Swarup Damodar could inform the Lord, who was so lost in this internal bhav that the devotees are exhausted, bringing him back to external consciousness, which led them to Narendra Sarovara for water sports and evening pastimes in Jagannath Ballabha Garden. So that Krishna Loka exists in two states of emotion. Rasa expands there as Madhurya and Odarya. Odarya is contained in Madhurya in full. Madhurya is contained in Odarya in full. Each within the other. It is where Madhurya is the chief status emotion that the manifestation is Vrindavan. And when Odarya prevails, that is Navadvip Dham. There's no difference in tattva, only a predominance of related rasas that makes them distinct. So, in that blessed land of Navadvip Dham, Odarya Dham. Odarya means grace. Madhurya means sweetness. Madhurya is the sweetness of the Brijabasis' love for Krishna and the reciprocation of his love with them. Very sweet. So sweet, it eclipses the Odarya, the Aishwarya, which exists in its essence, in this crystallized form as Braj, simply distantly expanded throughout the Vaikunthas. The counterpart of that Madhurya, that love for Krishna, is Odarya, compassion for all those who are suffering, being bereft of bhakti, and the gift of Lord Gauranga. And therefore, on this day, when the most magnanimous becomes more magnanimous, which is a potent time to glorify him in him in kirtan, pray for his grace, and especially distribute his treasure. To become an instrument in his hands to distribute further the treasure that he came to bestow upon this world. In his transcendental Bodhavadip Dham, there is an enduring mellow, reminiscent of the chastened charms of eternal lovers temporarily separated, which causes their hearts to blaze in devotion. And that lingering mellow lures pilgrims into his wide portals, ever open to receive, with the unspeakable grace of the Lord in his most indiscriminate and merciful form, his supreme treasure for this world, the gift of the love of Vrindavan, all contained in the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.